Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring another really smart person on the show. Anna Brewer's back, ladies and gentlemen. Anna is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is Director of HR Administrative Compliance at Insperity's Center of Excellence. Full disclosure, as most of you know, Insperity is our great presenting sponsor. But she's here to talk to us about something called the new white-collar Department of Labor exemption rule. And you might not know what that is, but you know what it is when you hear me say that it's what I've been calling the new overtime rules. And that's I've been using that example. I think a lot of people have. But Anna is an expert in how this is going to roll out for people just like you, because she's helping her clients with this every day, deal with this thing that's going into effect December 1st. Right, Anna?
Absolutely. That's the effective date, and businesses are going to need to be ready and start preparing way before then.
Welcome back to the show, Anna. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim.
I appreciate you coming back on the show and talking to us about this. So, okay, let's set the table for what's gone before. What we have today was established when?
The rules as they currently are were changed way back in 2004. That's when Ms. McCutcheon headed the Department of Labor, and she's now with an extremely reputable law firm, and she's had a lot of input in regard to these regulations and what changes are going to impact clients. You know, companies, and I certainly can agree, salaries, any type of salary issue, it's going to cause passion from business owners. And it certainly has great impact not only on employers financially, but it has impact on their employees. And this ruling, it has no exception to that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so in 2004, they established who's exempt from overtime and who's not exempt from overtime, right? And they came up with some numbers what is that number as of right now?
Currently, in all states, California being a little bit more special, they're more stringent, and there are a few states that are more stringent. But primarily, the regulation as it stands from 2004 was that you had to pay $455 per week or $2,660 per year for an exempt classification. Now, the exemptions are your professional, your administrative, where most folks seem to fall, and certainly the executive exemption.
So let me say this another way. If you pay somebody $23,660 a year, that was the amount they were making hourly, and you wanted to make them a manager, and you paid them a dollar more than that, they could work overtime for you without paying overtime.
Well, this is the amount under the exemption. So,
right.
In other words, if you had an individual that qualified as an exempt employee, this was the salary threshold.
Right, and tell them what that means, exemption.
Well, if you're exempt, then you are not required to track and pay overtime accordingly. Now,
but who would a person be that would be exempt? What would be an example?
It could be anyone from an administrative assistant to a technical person that answers phones,
right.
IT related, desk.
Any manager.
It could be a working manager, and that's where a lot of this rule changed from.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of violations where companies like fast food restaurants or maybe the industry that's a selling industry takes advantage of folks, and those folks were working significant hours.
So they paid them what I said. They paid them the exempt amount
yes.
in salary. where they previously been making maybe the same thing by hour and getting overtime when they worked more than 40 hours.
That
now they
correct.
Converted that number to a salary, not an hourly thing, and then said, okay, but we're going to need you to work 45 to 50 hours a week for that amount of money.
That is correct. And within the exemptions, there are certain duties. There are certain requirements.
Hold on to that thought, Anna, because I want you to stick with that when we come back. The point I wanted to make here, though, is what we just described, how people were abusing that rule, making people work overtime but not paying them really very much money and to do
yes.
that, just to avoid the overtime charges, that's created this law, this new regulation, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
The government reacting to abuses. You shouldn't be able, folks, nobody should be able to pay somebody $24,000 a year and make them work overtime without being paid something for it. That's just
Absolutely.
Wrong. And I agree with the government on that. I'm not going to agree with all the other stuff we're going to talk about after these messages. 22, right back with Anna Brewer. She's with Insperity.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.